Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 8. Episode 9 of This Date Is Fact. What a long way we've come.
I know.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining. And I don't know if you can tell, but Seth and I are actually in the same room for the first time in a very long time.
I'm so excited. I'm in Canberra and I can't explain Elle's view. It's directly looking out onto the lake and then there's a huge Canberra fountain. What's that fountain called?
Oh, no, I've forgotten. The Captain James Cook Fountain.
Captain Cook Fountain. Anyway, it's huge and I can't even explain the view. I woke up this morning and Elle opens all these curtains wide and she goes, oh, would you like to see hot air balloons? So I'm lying in bed like a celebrity and I look out the window and there are these hot air balloons just rising up from her bedroom.
It is quite beautiful, but we were up pretty early. That was like 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because we did go out last night, so good for us.
I don't know. I was like, what the devil, is this the life I'm missing out on? Is this who my friend?
Well, you know
the
me.
Bouge, Elle the
you know
Bouge.
Me. So bougie. So anyway, bougie. We're back on it. We've got a little glass of Prosecco. Chin chin.
Cheers.
Oh, that was a nice ding.
Oh, that was a
These cream. Are my crystal glasses, but they're actually secondhand, so don't worry. It's not too fancy.
I'm sculling mine.
Mm. That, You've done well.
I didn't mean to.
That's all right.
Anyway,
we're together. There's no lag. There's no cutting in and out of sound, so hopefully it's crystal clear.
I tell you what, Zoom actually worked really well last week.
It did.
It sounded a lot much clearer.
Yeah, we've transferred from whatever platform we were on before. That Steph actually had to pay for that one, and Zoom turns out to be better.
Yeah. Free. Well, the first Zoom we did was terrible. I reckon it was my Wi-Fi, though. I'm not too sure.
Or my headphones. Anyway, here we are. We're learning as we go.
We're here. We've actually both picked themes this week. Mine is obviously pretty obvious.
It's a very Seth topic.
It's very Seth. I don't know why I have such toilet humour. I don't know where it comes from, but I love poo stories.
You do. I think our first ever episode started off with a poo story.
It did, because that story lives rent-free in my brain.
And your heart.
And my
forevermore.
Heart. I love it. I do.
So and Seth's theme is poo.
My theme's poo. Date poos. And what's yours, Elle?
My theme is, thanks to Seth who found these very hilarious stories, my theme is getting caught masturbating. So it's not really about dating, but it's in the sort of sex, experimentation, self-love area, so I think it's relevant still.
I thought it was quite funny because Freya, our good friend Freya, who's part of our cats crew, she said, oh, I don't know if you've seen this girl. Her name's Frooms on Instagram, but this story is pretty funny, and I sent it to Elle, and she had a good cackle, and
I thought,
why not share these? Because it's a bit of a laugh.
Share the love. Share
the
self-love.
Shelf love. Shelf love? Shelf love? Shelf it?
That could be our theme next week, shelving things.
Up the bum, no babies,
oh,
as
well,
they say.
We did hear that story from Nancy. Was it Nancy or no, another friend not so long ago who works as a nurse in the ER, and it was about people coming in with certain objects up their bottom.
Yeah, no, that was a nurse at a hospital, not Nance.
Scary times.
Not Nance. Did you want to go first or should I?
You go first.
Okay.
These stories, I'm ready.
I've actually known about this one a few years, but I always forget about it.
Yeah.
Like, constantly forget about it, but it's just had a revival. I think the girl who did it, she posted it on TikTok.
Yeah.
But it went all over the news.
Nice.
She had just been seeing this guy for a few months, and she was over at his house, and she needed to use the bathroom to do a poo, obviously.
Yeah.
And she
a
goes...
A few months in, though, you're probably comfortable enough, maybe?
Look, I'm very comfortable at telling people... That kind
You've
of
got
stuff.
No shame.
That is true. I do have no shame. But a lot of girls, we've got one of our friends. She didn't poo in front of her husband for months.
Oh,
yeah, and
really?
she went on holiday.
Seth just mouthed the name at me so that we could keep the person's identity intact.
Anonymous.
Right.
She
anonymous.
Well, remember she went on holidays with him for a week, and she
didn't
she was
go.
Didn't poo the whole time, and she for a week.
That's not.
She
healthy.
Held him for a week, and she started crying.
Gut pain.
She started crying. She said, "You have to leave the house because she just couldn't do it." Where I'm like, "I'll go and I'll tell them it's fine. Like it's a natural thing.
It is a natural thing.
Everybody does it.
Even girls. Even the queen." Everyone does it.
You know what I always think about?
What?
Poo. If not poo. If the Queen has ever had food poisoning.
Yeah, probably.
No, but how? Because her food is like prepared
always
at the highest standard.
Oh, that's a good point, actually. I suppose they would eat out now and again, no? Or is everything prepared for her?
Well, she has to eat like different foods from all over the world because obviously she's been to almost every
she's
country.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's because I always
well, she
wonder.
Has a personal chef go with her everywhere. That's a very interesting question.
I think about the Queen's bowel movements often.
says a lot about you, to be honest.
I know. See, anyway, and sorry.
The way your mind works.
Sorry. Tangent. So she was, this girl didn't want to tell her partner, boyfriend, but the guy she was dating, that she wanted to go to the bathroom. And anyway, she's goes to the bathroom and it does not flush. So similar to the Tinder poo out the window story.
Taylor's oldest time.
Yep. So she panics. She did the same thing as Tinder poo story. She picks her poo out of the toilet and puts it in the kitty litter box in the bathroom. Anyway, so
what
she,
a shock.
Well, she's just like, fuck, like we'll blame it on the cat. Anyway, so
has she seen cat poo? It's like little rabbit poos. It's teeny.
Obviously not. Like she done her poo and then she picked it up, put it in the kitty litter box, and then went out of the bathroom pretending like everything was fine. This guy walks into the bathroom. He goes, oh, I need to use the bathroom after you. She's like, oh, okay, cool. Goes into the bathroom and he's in there for 10 minutes. And then he comes out afterwards with a really disgusted, angry look on his face. And he goes, why the fuck did you poo in, like, why did you do a shit in Tibble's litter box?
Tibble's.
And she goes, I didn't, it wasn't me. She goes, well, you obviously did. Tibble's died last week. My mum is still devastated about it.
So we haven't got rid of the kitty litter or anything yet?
Nothing was removed.
No.
So she, like,
oh, that was a twist I wasn't expecting.
That's how he knew. That's how he knew it was her, and she was crying, and she messages her friend. She goes, I'm so, like, I don't know what to do. Please come pick me up. I'm on the train home. I'm hysterically crying.
Because it's lit that
there's messed up. There's no coming back.
There is no excuse good enough to make me go, oh, I understand. That makes sense. That was a reasonable reaction. Oh,
it's the panic SOS. Panic, what
people
do I do?
People do silly things when they panic. When they're in a flap, they don't think clearly. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Clogged toilets need boiling water. You heard it here first, people. Boiling water does the trick. I was at a friend's house. Actually, my sister-in-law, if I was married to Kieran, my sister-in-law's house. And I went number two. We're all family. It's fine. It didn't flush. Not because of the size or anything like that. The toilet wasn't working. It's no reflection of me. It's the toilet.
Right.
I calmly came out. She was chatting about something. I didn't want to interrupt, so I left it for a little bit. And I said, Loz, can I just boil the kettle? She's like, yeah, Dad, you want a cup of tea? And I said, no, the toilet's not flushing. Do you know what? She understood exactly what I was talking about and everything was fine.
Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah, sure, totally.
Love it.
And it worked. Boil the kettle, pour it down. What do you know? Everything dissolves down easy.
Right, you heard it here first, everyone. If you clog somebody's toilet, please ask
if
they've got a kettle.
Pretend you're making a cup of tea and pray that no one goes in after
Look,
you.
I just think honesty is the best policy.
Actually, you're absolutely right. If she was honest and said, look, this isn't flushing, I'm so embarrassed, what a better scenario than him thinking she shat in a dead cat's litter box?
A dead cat.
Oh, it makes it a bit sadder and creepier too, doesn't it?
Well, it's just like, that story will go down forever.
I love that he assumed she actually shat in it rather than
something else happened.
Rather than picking it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
As soon as you said, he said, why did you shit in Tibble's litter box? I pictured her on, you know, squat position somehow.
I didn't. Sorry, all right, you go. What's your one?
Okay, so as we know, my theme is being caught wanking. Which I think is just so funny. If you've seen the TV show Big Mouth, it's on Netflix and it's really funny. Have you seen it?
I won't. I'd hate Rick and Morty. I hate,
I love Rick and Morty.
I know. Yuck. I don't watch those. I tried to watch that. I just find them really repulsive. Cartoons are...
That's interesting because you have such a good toilet sense of humour. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're fine with gross stories, but you find adult cartoons to be off-putting. It's
very sickening. Like, yeah. Makes me, like, feel really queasy.
Because they are often very...
vulgar.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Yeah, no, that's a no from me.
So, oh, now I've lost the bloody story.
Well, here we go.
Here we go. That's classic me.
Here we go.
I found it.
Here we go.
So,
sorry.
Anyway, my point was Big Mouth is very much a vibe of that coming of age, dirty, naughty things happening.
That's a no
and
from
this,
me.
This story made me think of it. So, this is, as Seth said, from Froome's Instagram account. So, this chap says, oh, okay. So when I was a wee lad, I love that it starts with wee lad. I know you'll appreciate that too, Zeph. When I was a wee lad, I used to wank in a somewhat unconventional manner. That's a long story on its own. And basically, I was dry humping the absolute heck out of a horrible old leather couch. I heard a knock on the window, and my great auntie and uncle are fucking peeping through it. they're like an hour early to the lunch that we were having. So I glance at them, they glance at me, and I proceed to basically pretend like I'm fucking practicing how to swim freestyle on the couch instead. I never learned if they bought it or not, but let's be honest, they knew what was going down and I should be ashamed. So he just decided to change, I guess, angles and pretend he was practicing swimming on the couch.
Is that, what I want to know, is that like a thing, like maybe couches. I suppose when you're growing up, no, like humping while you're masturbating.
Yeah, it's probably a boy thing, I'd like to think, because as we know, in most heterosexual sexual encounters,
yeah,
girls obviously move.
Yeah, but like guys
do. Guys are the one doing the in, out. You know what I mean?
Thrusting.
Yeah.
But when you're wanking, is that like a, like maybe it's just when you're younger? Because I've seen boys obviously wank before, but I'm like, are you doing the hip thing too? Like, do you hump couches? Have you humped your bed?
Probably.
How do they do that though? Well, how does that work?
Seth, I don't have all the answers.
All right, well, listeners, but any of our male listeners, if you hear this, can you please write in and let me know? Because I'm genuinely curious.
Yeah, it's a good question though. I'd say that it'd be a moment in time.
Have you?
You know, not every wank would require thrusting.
Yeah.
But I'd say you could mix it up with hand and hip motion.
I don't know, let's ask. Have you ever had an orgasm in your sleep?
In a dream I have,
yeah.
But I don't think it happened. Do you know what I mean? It's just a very vivid brain.
Yeah.
It's technically a wet dream, I suppose, but obviously there's no wet because
we're girls. Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
It is.
I did not even think that's some... Yeah, because I have a few times.
Yeah.
But I'm just like... Yeah, that is... I guess that's the equivalent of a girl's wet dream, yeah, but obviously there's no issue.
Yeah. But I don't know if it is a brain thing. I suppose all orgasms are in your brain, aren't they?
Are they? No.
Yeah. I mean, it's a physical sensation, but... It's in your head.
It's a physical stimulation. That's what it is.
Oh.
You're being stimulated.
Physically.
Yeah.
For a chemical reaction in your brain, though.
Is it? All
for
right.
For a girl, it is. Because for a girl, there's no... I mean, you can ejaculate. Obviously, girls can squirt. But there's no physical... I mean, obviously, there's a physical orgasm.
But you almost
but
have...
But it is in the brain as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I almost have, like, a blackout.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Exactly. So it is a chemical reaction happening in your brain.
Curious.
Very interesting.
So curious.
Okay, this just got cool.
All right, do you want one more?
Yeah, I'll do another one, because mine are only little quickies. Oh, bless. Okay, this girl, I feel for her, because this is literally worst nightmare. When I was, I don't know what her name is, anyway. When I was around 11 years old, early bloomer, I discovered the bathtub faucet.
My God. No, I've read this one. Oh my God.
It makes my skin crawl.
No, this is wrong on so many levels.
But this is my theme, which is being caught.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
sorry.
Usually by family members.
Yuck.
So when I was around 11, early bloomer, I discovered the bathtub faucet. I was having one of my unusually long baths when my stepfather innocently burst through the door to ask me what the hell I was doing in there for so long. Only to find me in essentially the bridge position, vagina to faucet. I still have a hard time making eye contact with him now, and I'm 25. Imagine.
God, horny 11-year-old.
Yeah. Well, she did say early bloomer.
I was never like that.
I was probably like 15 or even later before I started even.
I think like the first time I got like, you know, like wet, I guess, was like when I was like 14 or 15. You just don't know.
Well, no. I mean, you have PDHPE and you learn about sex ed and stuff, but usually the boys start to develop a bit earlier, don't
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They start finding their willies at 12 or even earlier.
Yeah.
Anyway, bless, that'd be absolutely mortifying and there'd be literally no going back. If it was a mother, maybe you could move beyond it, but the fact that it's a stepfather, like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd horrific. Rather my step...
And such a vulnerable position to be in.
In a bridge position.
Bridge position.
You know what? I'd rather a stepdad than my real dad.
Oh, very true, actually. It's worse when it's family because it just makes it so...
Icky. Yuck. Yuck.
But I imagine even though he's her stepfather, he'd been in the life for a while, I imagine.
Oh, I don't
know. To
be know.
Able to knock on the door. What are you doing in the bathroom so
like,
long?
What,
do you know what
like,
I mean?
Like, you wouldn't, like, walk... You don't walk in on your
no.
privacy.
Well, that's the other thing.
Maybe because she's 11.
Similar to the topic we were discussing last week or the week before, which is at what age do you stop the walking around nude, the family, you know... family nudity, I don't know.
That's
11?
That's a fat no for
probably,
me.
Probably you start or stop busting in on bathroom time?
I don't know. God, I don't know. All right.
All right, let's have another poo story to just clean this all right up.
Oh, yeah, because it will be clean. Okay, so this is a bit of a weird one.
I'm really not surprised anymore by anything, Seth, from you.
It baffled me.
Oh, okay.
Not like the stoma hole, the stoma hole where the guy was fucking his boyfriend's stoma hole.
That's the stoma hole. I was like, what are you talking about?
No, that
was genuinely still the
that's number one. The most traumatic one I've heard. Yeah. But this one is super weird. Anyway, so this girl and her boyfriend finally move in together.
Oh.
I mean, dating for a while.
Yeah.
Very excited to move in.
Yeah.
And she was very adamant that she did the washing every single time. And he thought, the boyfriend thought, oh, like that is, maybe that's just her, maybe she likes doing the washing, maybe it's a certain way, but she would get angry if he ever tried to do it.
Oh, she's probably just ashamed of her undies.
What?
I don't know, like, you know how some people are really private about their undies? She'd be like, I don't want you to go.
This is worse.
Undies. Oh no, what's she done?
So much worse. You're not gonna guess where this is going.
I feel tingling in my face. Anyway, Prosecco, though.
Anyway, could be. So she's very adamant about doing the washing. Whenever he tried to do the washing, she'd get quite ferocious, like quite angry.
Not really playing it cool then.
No. And one day he came out and he was like, have you seen my socks, babe? Like, I'm really missing my socks. I don't have any sports ones left. They're running a bit low. And she's like, no, I haven't seen them, and was really snappy.
I'd be like, honey, you're in charge of the washing, so...
He goes, oh, okay, like, fine, whatever. And because she was so snappy, he's like, fuck, I better, like, clean up the house. You know, like, good boyfriend style. Like, obviously she's in a shit mood. But he just could not find any of his socks anywhere. And he had his sports socks, work socks, and just random socks. He goes, how have I missed so many socks?
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck, I better go for a walk. She's not in a good mood. And he picks up a rubbish bag to take it out to the bins. He's like, I better clean up.
Mm.
Picks up this rubbish bag. And as he throws it in the bin, he notices it the top of the bin comes undone. And he sees a bag of his socks in that she's chucked
inside
in the bin.
The garbage bag, yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck? Like, these are my socks. And he opens it and there's brown stuff smeared all over his socks. And he smells, he goes, what the? He pulls back his head. He goes, what the fuck? That is shit.
No.
And he kind of brings it back into the house and he goes to his girlfriend, like, babe, like, what the hell is this? And she goes berserk, like psychotic, screaming, crying, goes, what the fuck are you doing with those? And just runs out of the house and leaves with her phone.
She's gone fight or flight mode.
Just but full flight.
Both fight and flight.
Well, yeah, she like mad panic and she just sprints. You won't guess where this is going.
No, but I feel like I feel like I know.
Okay.
I'm just imagining. Okay.
Anyway, so she sprints out of the house and she's not answering her phone, her calls, and it's to the point where he's like, he was angry about his socks. Now he's really confused and now he's really hurt and now he's to the point where he's really worried.
Because you'd be like, do I even know you? It'd make me question their sanity. Like,
no, but I think he was just so confused. Yeah. But why is she yelling to me about these?
When I'm asking a pretty...
just standard, where are my socks?
Fair question, yeah.
My darling, where are my socks? Anyway, so he's to the point where he's worried now because she's run out in a panic. She's crying. She's obviously extremely upset and emotional. Distressed is a very good word. Yeah. So it's to the point where he's worried. He's like, look, we don't have to talk about it. Like, just, can you just let me know that you're safe?
Yeah.
And she just replies. She goes to stay at her sister's.
Jesus.
She was so
she's
stressed
really not
about it.
Handling it.
No, not handling it well. And then she messages him. She's like, look, we'll only speak about this on here because, sorry, I finished the Prosecco.
Sorry, I didn't mean to break off the story that was going so well. I just picked up the bottle of Prosecco to have a top up and... What do you know?
To be fair, there was this much left.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine.
We drank it last night.
That's true, actually.
Okay. Anyway, so she went...
She's at her sister's.
She's at her sister's and she sends him a message saying, hey, look, I'm just going to answer this once. I don't want to talk to you about this face-to-face. We'll talk about it on here, and that's that. So she said that from a young age, she had a phobia of wiping her bum and getting poo on her fingers. So she always thought that wiping it with toilet paper, her finger might break the toilet paper, slip through and touch the poo. Oh. So she had been, every time she does a poo, she puts a sock over her hand and wipes her bum with the sock and then puts the sock in the wash.
Honey.
And she'd run out of her own socks, so she'd used all his sports socks, so she had to use his other socks, and she just hadn't done a wash.
Okay, I have a lot to say on this.
Firstly, did you guess where this was going?
I did guess where it was going. The only way that there could be schmears, if that's the correct word, of feces on a sock means that she had to be wiping her ass with them. I didn't pick that it was
a phobia.
I didn't pick that she was still using toilet paper, just using the sock as a
wipe,
as a glove, if you will.
She put it on like a glove and she'd wipe, so just to make sure.
But how much poo is there if it's on the toilet paper and still getting on the sock?
I don't think she was using toilet paper. I think she liked the feel of it.
Oh dear, honey.
I know. Mate. It's almost a fetish and a phobia in one.
Yeah, probably not a fetish because that's sexual.
Yuck, crusty socks on your butthole.
I actually feel really sick.
And
it wouldn't do a good job of cleaning, really, because
Yeah.
I mean, let's not get into that. Number one, buy a box of disposable gloves. You don't need to be using socks.
Good idea.
Number two, you can buy baby wipes if you don't like toilet paper.
I love baby wipes on my bum.
Baby wipes are great.
I have them in my bag. I've got the little handbag Femfresh ones.
Perfect.
And just a little freshen up.
We've all seen the ads. People seen the Femfresh ads?
I haven't seen them, but I just really like the feel of them on the bottom.
A girl's, like, out with her girlfriends and, not sponsored, by the way, everybody, but,
I wish.
If Femfresh wants to sponsor us, please do. No, there's a girl out on a night on the town with her girlfriends, and she gets a message, and it's the guy saying, hey, so are you coming over tonight? She's like, oh my god, should I go? And they're like, yes, queen, do it, go have fun. She's like, oh my god, but I've had such a busy day at work all day, I haven't had a shower. And one girl discreetly, with the wiggling eyebrows, pulls out a little bag of Femfresh wipes and hands it to her and goes, here you go. And she's like, ah, lifesaver. She hops in the cab. You see her slide them into her handbag. It's all great. Everyone's a winner.
I always wash my hoo-ha before I sleep with somebody.
Absolutely.
It's so important.
Unless you're super drunk and you don't really care. But, you know.
No, I never, no matter how drunk I am.
You are a massive clean freak, though.
I do have OCD.
You do. You are a super...
But it doesn't matter. I never want to have a smelly noonie.
No one does, but unfortunately that's just... It's just life. We've all got pH balances there.
Phil calls a vagina something weird. I'm going to have to remember it.
I love that our friend Ami calls it Jinjin.
So she calls it Jinjin.
She calls it Jinjin.
I have heard. I forgot. Yeah.
Jinjin. I finally realised how they got to Jinjin. Vagina.
Jinjin.
I think her mum... said to call it Jinjin.
We call it a wee-wee.
A wee-wee. Yeah. I don't know what we called it. Front bum.
That's terrible.
They're saying, though, child psychologists or early learning development people, who whatever they are, they're saying that you should call them the proper names now.
No, so I that think you can... vagina is an ugly word and penis is just aggressive.
Wow, interesting that you've got those connotations for them.
I like calling it a little willy. I go, can I please see your little willy?
Oh, little boys can go doodle.
Like boyfriends, partners, whoever I'm seeing, I'm like, can I see your willy?
What you do in your
you
own
don't,
time?
You don't call Kieran his penis. Can I see your penis?
I'd probably say...
Dick? Cock?
Not cock.
I think both are just gross, so I just say...
I would say dick and cock are
you have
vaguely
a
aggressive.
Lovely willy. That's what I would say.
Well, you know what? You do.
Don't yuck my
yum.
What
was I saying? No, early childhood people. What was I saying? They're saying that you should call them by their real names, but I think it's actually related to child sexual abuse and the fact that they need to know what their special places are and who's allowed to touch them and
who's
not.
This took a dark turn. Let's go on. Okay, you tell your story. Next one.
I'm just saying.
Next.
It's a thing.
It's a willy and, fuck, what does Phil call it?
You're going to have to message him.
I will.
Okay. I like this one just because of the way it ends. Okay. So this is another one from Frooms. The gift that keeps giving. So this guy says, back in the early 2000s, we only had one computer in the house that Dad used as an office and had a secretary in his sort of office area. I used to sneak down at night to print out nude pics for my upstairs stash. The printer fucked up. Next morning, I get called downstairs to my father with a half-folded A4 just showing the lady's head while the secretary tried not to laugh. P.S. This is my favourite part, though. P.S. Didn't know you spat on your dick to masturbate, so I would dunk my pecker in a teacup like you would a Monte Carlo bicky into an English breakfast tea. Chin chin.
Boys don't spit on their willies.
No, but they need some lubrication. They would either use baby oil, moisturizer, whatever. Or some people just spit on it.
I dated a guy who had baby oil in his bedside table just all the time.
That's all right. You need nice massages.
Lube?
Yeah, but like, I mean, what 12-year-old boy's going out buying lube? Do you know what I mean?
Vaseline.
Yeah. Oh so anyway, God. He's like, I didn't realize that you spat on it. I would dunk it into a teacup. What? He would just have a teacup full of water and dunk it in? I don't understand. I thought it was quite cute, though. Chin-chin.
Phil messaged me back, so he calls girls' vaginas cougars.
Cougars? That's kind of like coochie.
A little cougar.
Coochie is an American word, I think.
What's your cougar like today?
Cougar. He asks you how it's going? No. I was going to say, how would you respond?
I'll just
like the weather. A cougar app.
How's your little cougar today? I'm a good little cougar. I don't know. And then I see he goes, I go, what do you call vaginas again? He goes, cougar, but only around women. I said, what do you call it around boys? He goes, the dark enchanting wizard.
The dark enchanting
wizard. Why is it male?
Yeah, why is it a boy? Shouldn't it be the dark enchanting witch?
I don't know. Have you ever had a boy's willy? I always say this. You've got a boy's willy and it's like a wizard sleeve. And then I said that and boys are like, that means a vagina. And I go, but I've seen a willy that's like a wizard sleeve.
Wizard sleeve, yes. The term I think is usually used
for females.
Fluffy vagina.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean. If you're uncircumcised and it's got excess foreskin, I could imagine it would look like a wizard sleeve.
Yep, I've seen one.
Send us your pics. No, I'm just kidding.
Please don't.
Do not send us any dick pics. That's okay. Disgusting.
Sorry, I interrupted.
Not disgusting. I mean, penises are beautiful, but I don't want to see any. Except for my partner's. Oh, God, I hope my parents aren't listening to this.
They won't.
They will. No, they won't.
They won't.
All right, are you telling me your third and final piece?
No, I thought you had one more.
I just did one. Chin chin.
That was it. That was like, okay.
Oh, we're all done.
No, I've got one more.
Okay, lucky last.
Okay, this one, I thought it's wanking actually as well.
Oh, what a wonderful crossover.
I know. Okay, so this boy Yes. Yes.
I love it already.
This boy had a pretty big family.
Thought you were going to say wiener. A big family.
This boy had a pretty big family and he found it really hard to have alone time.
Yeah.
And the only time he could do it when he was on the toilet doing a poo.
Oh no.
So he would do his poo and then like wank, and then it got to the stage where he could do both at the same time.
I wonder if that's nice because obviously you have your
poogasm.
It's like you've got your testes and then you've got your pituitary gland.
Pituitary gland is in your brain.
Oh, don't be sassy. You know the one I'm talking about. I think it starts with a P.
Your G spot.
Yes, but the bum one.
Yeah.
So doing a poo.
Potentially. The issue was he got so associated with pooing while wanking at the same time that it kind of. That's just how it happened for years.
Yeah.
And his first sexual encounter with a girl,
his
girlfriend, he was doing her, they were having sex, and when it came to coming, he was about to come in doggy style.
Oh no.
And he was going behind and he pooed and this big thing dropped out and dropped onto the floor and there was like a thud.
Oh.
And obviously it's like he tried to throw something over it.
Oh,
and
no.
He goes, it obviously smelled really bad. I'd come and then he'd pooed at the same time and it just dropped. He said it was a thud. It dropped onto the floor. It was audible. And then the smell.
Oh, no.
And he didn't know what to do. So he threw something, tried to cover it.
Pick it up and run out. You'd have to
pick it up. No, he didn't. He covered it. He got dressed and sprinted out of the house and left. And then he didn't really try to speak to his girlfriend again. And she was so confused because he'd left this big poo on the floor.
Oh, dear.
But he associated coming.
Yeah, the body and the mind are incredible things. I mean, what can you say to that? Again, people get flapped and stressed and they don't think clearly. I feel like there were many ways to get out of that.
No. This is like pooing in a cat's litter box.
You have to talk about it or pick it up or try and cover it up somehow. You can't just drop and run.
I don't know. Look,
it's a real shame, though. I feel sad for him that's now
his thing.
Something he's going to have to deal with.
Well, I think he's obviously overcome
it
now.
You have to work on it, yeah. But make sure you've gone before you have sex. Or
as if you wouldn't wake up in the middle of the night to have a wank. Like, oh, maybe he shared a room with his brother or something.
Yeah.
Maybe he shared a room.
Yeah. If he's like an early developer, 12 years old, doing that, you probably couldn't
have it. I don't know. Can you really get an erection? Oh, yeah, you can.
At 12, yeah. I think when they first start masturbating, there's not really any ejaculation. It's just, you know, figuring the bits out.
Woo!
Anyway, that was a really great crossover ending.
I know. Course, to be honest. That Do you have lovely. Anything you want to add?
Not really. I think we're done.
I'm so happy we're together.
I know, me too. Chin chin, darling.
Chin
chin? Every time I say chin chin, I'm going to think of this guy dipping his pecker into the
teacup. I'm thinking of Ami's vagina. Chin chin.
Oh, no, that's
chin chin. Chin chin, chin chin. Let's start so every time we go see her, we'll say chin chin instead of chin chin.
That's perfect. Cheers and say chin chin.
We'll completely gaslight her, though. We'll be like...
I don't know.
What are you talking? We said chin chin.
No, gaslighting's wrong. We'll do a segment on gaslighting soon.
Yeah, fucking hate. Gaslighter, denier.
Now, for those of you who are confused, that's a Dixie Chicks song.
I'm really into it right now. We're now known as the Chicks. I gaslighted by a friend the other day. That was terrible.
Yes. That wasn't cool.
Moles will be moles.
Moles be molin.
Moles be molin. All right.
Gonna hate. Potatoes
Thank
gonna potato.
You. Potato's gonna potato. Thank you everybody for tuning in. We're so happy to be together. Please keep writing in your stories. We've had a few good ones recently.
Yeah.
And just add us on Instagram at this date is fect, F-E-C-K-E-D. If you want to shoot us an email with a story, it is thisdateisfect@gmail.com.
Yes. Thanks everybody.
Thanks guys. Have a good evening.
Bye.
Good evening. Maybe? Good day. Good day. Have a good day. Have a good week.
Gin gin.
Gin gin. Vaginas for all.